Can you talk about where we are in terms of access to these types of tests for the oncologists in practice?
Well, I think we're close. I know docs have called me and asked, you know, can you do this test? And I say no, because we'd just be overwhelmed if we did everyone's test from the community. But if you, you know, go to the Genzyme website, they'll tell you how to submit your unstained slides or tissue block to them so that they can do the EGFR mutational analysis and get it back to you in about 7 to 10 working days. So probably 2 weeks within reason.
What do we know about quality control with that particular company and assay?
They use a direct sequencing as opposed to our sequencing and some other centers, which are PCR-based. So it's a little less sensitive, which means I think you have to have, it's got about a 85 to 90% chance of detecting the mutation, whereas some of the other tests may be more sensitive. But they do sequence the whole kinase domain, exons 18 to 24 of EGFR. So they may pick up some other mutations that aren't picked up by certain sort of focused sequencing efforts on the two most common sites, the exon 19 and 21.
What are the situations that you think that assay should be done clinically, adjuvant, locally advanced, metastatic?
Well, this is, of course, a moving target. The trials are just being designed. They're just being done. We don't have results yet. If these patients live longer than most in the locally advanced setting, we're going to take that much longer for follow-up. So a lot of what I'm going to offer is my gut. What do I think we're going to prove 5 or 7 years from now? Certainly in the local regional setting where someone has an operable lung cancer, whether or not they get adjuvant chemotherapy, whether that's indicated, I would want to know their EGFR status. And the reason is, you know, that this is never a wonderful prognosis disease. So even in the best setting, you have a 25 or 30% chance of recurrence. And I would want to know if I had an EGFR mutation in that setting, both from the issue of what if you recur, but also for some discussion about the merits of using the drug in the adjuvant setting.
Can you talk more about that? If you're going to use it, how do you integrate it with chemotherapy and how do you discuss it with a patient?
Well, I think that someone, say, with a resected lung cancer, I would give them their adjuvant chemotherapy first if it were indicated and they had the right clinical profile for it to be administered safely and so forth, no contraindications. And then I would explain about the nature of the EGFR mutation, that this drug is particularly effective in the metastatic setting in patients with that mutation. And in most settings, but not all settings in oncology, when something works very well in inducing regressions in the metastatic setting, it is equally or more efficacious in the local regional setting. That's not a foolproof thing, but it's a pretty general trend. For example, with chemotherapy, you know, the regimens that increase the cure rate in the adjuvant setting, their response rate is 20 or 30% in the metastatic setting. And they do increase the proportion of cures. Why would erlotinib not be at least that, if not more effective? And from having treated so many patients with these drugs, I think one of the more powerful things I can say to them that if it were I and I had an EGFR mutation, I would want the drug in the adjuvant setting.